Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled. This is a podcast to come into the feeling state of what you want and attract and live life from that beautiful feeling of fullness, satisfaction. Today we are diving into a very important topic, the gap and the gain. When we want something that we don't have, there is a gap between where we are now and where we would like to be. And the bigger the gap, the more disturbed we feel, because the gap is lack. We're lacking something. It's over there. We haven't got it. We need it. We want it, right? And unfortunately, a lot of manifestation practices are invoking the gap. You know, I'm over here and I want this thing, and wouldn't it be great if I get it? And so even though we are focusing on what we want, if we are feeling the gap, if we're feeling the lack, then we are energetically in a state of neediness, which is going to do what? We're going to attract more things we don't want, more lack, more neediness. On the other side is the gain. And that is when we look backwards on what we have gained so far. In other words, how far have we come from when we began? Now, this is a concept that is in many, many teachings. And I was recently reading a book called The Gap and the Gain by Ben Harvey and Dan Sullivan. Great book. And just wanted to bring this to your attention, because if we are not living in the gain, then we're very unlikely to manifest what we want. And even if we do manifest what we want, we often feel like something else is missing. The idea for the gap in the game came to this guy called Dan Sullivan, who's a coach for entrepreneurs, and he was working with one of his clients. And the client was very successful. He'd manifested all sorts of things, created all kinds of things. But he always felt something was wrong, something was missing, because he had these goals that he hadn't yet achieved. And even if he did achieve a goal, there was always more things that yet had to be done. And so he was in a continuous state of lack, no matter how much success he got. So it doesn't matter whether he had a million or 10 million, whether he achieved all his goals or, you know, even achieved more than all his goals, there's still something missing. And so Dan Sullivan was trying to help this guy look at how much he had already achieved and have some appreciation. But the guy just didn't get it. He was always saying, yes, but I haven't got this, and this. Sure, I've done all these things, but all this stuff is missing. And as a result, he was perpetually miserable. And this is where the idea of the gap and the gain came from. Because when we look backwards, let's just take a little moment now, think about this. Look back into the last 10 years of your life and consider how many things you have already manifested and how many wonderful things have already happened in the last 10 years. You are a different person than you were before. You've overcome things, you've changed things, you've upgraded things, you've learned things, you've gone places, you've bought things, right? If you were to pause this and just think about it, you will realize that you have gained a lot. Even in the last year, last 3 years, last 5 years, if no matter how far back you look, even in the last week, there are gains that we've made. And so the irony of manifestation is that the more we see how far we've come, that creates a feeling of blessings, of gratitude, of appreciation. We physically feel different in the gain. When you're in the gain, you feel warm, you feel grateful, you feel confident, you feel successful, you feel like things are moving on in the right direction, right? And it physiologically, it is a pleasant state to be in, right? It's a wonderful feeling in our body and in our mind. And so that feeling of things are moving forward, this is going right, this is moving in the right direction, I've learned lessons, that gives us the confidence to continuously move forward from where we are. But when we're in the gap, we feel lack, we feel stressed, we feel that cortisol, we feel that adrenaline, we feel the sense of dread in our body, the feeling of neediness. And that energy is very disturbing to live with. And as we know from Law of Attraction teachings, it will pull us into more lack. So the irony, as I mentioned before, is that the more we look backwards and feel good about what we've done so far, the more likely we are to attract new things to us, because we are in that wonderful feeling of being grateful, being satisfied, being content, being inspired. And also, we are more pleasant to be around. You know, if we say to ourselves in our heart and mind, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that, we become more enjoyable people to be with, because we're not complaining, oh, this should have happened, that should have happened, why didn't this thing happen, why didn't they do this? A little method that you can use to get into the gain is simply to imagine something that you're complaining about. Let's say you have a business and it's not as successful as you want. Maybe you have a car and it's having some issues or whatever, right? There's all these things in life. Just imagine what your life would be like if you didn't have it at all, right? Imagine you're complaining about relationship and your family. Imagine that you don't know the people and they're completely gone, that you don't have a car, you haven't got a company, you haven't got your clothes. Like, imagine whatever it is that you're thinking about has been removed from your history completely, never happened. That then gives us perspective, because you realize, even though there's some issues, I'm glad that I have this situation, this opportunity, these people. I'll give a little simple example, like my deck outside. I have a rose garden with all these flowers and everything outside of the house. And there's pine trees, right? And there's wind. So sometimes when I go on a trip and come back, or if it's been really windy, there's all these pine needles and pine cones on the deck, and then I have to sweep them off. So it's not a big deal, but I can think, oh, look at this, there's all these pine needles everywhere. It's a little thing, but imagine I didn't have a deck at all, right? And there's no tree. That would be a lot worse. And then I think, no, this is wonderful. Everything's great. I just need to get the broom and just spend like 2 minutes. It's not even a big deal. And then I can sit out there and just enjoy being outside. We might say, oh, I haven't got enough money, right? But imagine you didn't have any money at all. Imagine you're in debt, or if you are in debt, even more in debt than you are. And then you compare it to what you have, and you think, actually, this is great. This is a blessing. The AC just kicked on in the house because it's hot here, right? So I could think, oh no, the AC is making noise on the audio. I'm leaving it on because I'm giving an example. oh, there's noise in the house because of the AC. Yeah, but isn't it wonderful that there is AC, right? So I can be in nice, pleasant temperature. It's not too hot. So these are strategies to come into the feeling of fullness. Right? Even if you're having a challenge in your relationship, oh, I wish I didn't feel this way, I wish I didn't have to deal with this situation. But then you imagine the situation's gone and the person's gone. You lose everything related to it, and you also lose the opportunity to grow and to learn. So we convert everything into a gain. Life isn't happening to us, it's happening for us. I'm just scratching the surface here. I can do some more sessions on this another time. But just wanted to share this with you, because to come into that feeling of fullness, of wealth, of abundance, the abundant feeling comes from looking at all the gains in your life. If you've ever gone camping, right, in the middle of nowhere and you haven't got much stuff, or if you've gone to some third world country, like I've been to India many times, Africa, and, you know, spent time in the middle of nowhere or with people who were, you know, compared to in America, dirt poor, you would say. But a lot of the time, funnily enough, they're happier. That's quite funny, isn't it? Very happy. But then you come back here and you think, oh, wow, look at all the stuff we have compared to that. Right? So everything that we experience, we're often comparing ourselves. Compared to, let's say, Elon Musk, we don't have as much money as him or some of these wealthiest 10 people in the world. But compared to someone else, we have more money. But we don't need to compare ourselves at all. We can just imagine we don't have anything, right? Imagine you're just living out on the street, and then imagine that you're here in your space. And we think, wow, look at all these opportunities that I have. Look at all the things that I have, the clothes I have, the tech that I have, the food that I have, the people I know, like physical things, people, knowledge, relationships with animals, relationships with nature, being in beautiful places, right? This, all the memories, good memories that you have. I mean, it just goes on and on. So this is something that it's really important to practice this again and again and again. If you find yourself in the gap, someone says something and you don't like it, or something happens and you don't appreciate it, think about the gain. Like, let's say you're trying to do something and it didn't work out the way you wanted it to. You can say, oh dear, it should have happened like this. I wanted it and I didn't get it. Or you can think, I've learned a valuable lesson here. I did something and I gained experience. This was a blessing in disguise. So we can continuously come back to the gain. This doesn't mean, by the way, that we don't do anything about situations, we don't move things forward. It just means that we're moving forward from a wealthy place, from a place of abundance and freedom, a place of fullness, a place of satisfaction. Isn't that beautiful? So hopefully this has been helpful. May you manifest all the beautiful things in your life, starting with the feeling of being in the abundance, being in the gain right now. Lots of love. Talk to you soon. Many blessings.